from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Good morning or good day. We bless the name of the Lord for another opportunity that has been given unto us to witness a new day. In this new day, the 29th day in the month of June. One day to go. We pray today that as the Lord liveth, today shall favor you. The remaining things needed for this month of June shall be released unto you in Jesus' mighty name. The power and grace of God that has enabled us to witness today will release our potentials, our blessing, things that we need as a person to achieve greatness, to move forward, to become signs and wonder to our generation. The Lord release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Your being alive is not by power. Nobody can boast that I make him to be alive today. If that should be the case, I pray in the name that is above every other name, that the mighty hand of the Lord will move you forward in Jesus' name. You are blessed, lifted. What will favor you to see the Lord is good in the month of June? The Lord enable you with it in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed. Amen. Today, as many that are celebrating their birthday, I say happy birthday. Today's your birthday, I rejoice with you. Happy birthday, many happy reasons of the day. Long life and prosperity in the name of Jesus. As you are celebrating your birthday today, everybody has a day on calendar. So after today, that means still another year. In your new age, you are becoming an achiever in the name of Jesus. In your new day, your potentials are manifesting greatly. In your new age, prosperity is your portion. In your new age, wisdom with better understanding to excel in life shall come upon you. You will not carry those age. You will not manifest this age for the fun of it. There shall be results in Jesus' name. And for those that are celebrating or marking one anniversary today, whatever anniversary you are marking, I pray today that the great grace of God shall manifest upon that anniversary. Good things will manifest more in the name of Jesus. Better things for better days ahead. Peradventure, today's your wedding anniversary. Or you remember that today is your graduation anniversary. You remember that today was the very first day you are called a woman or a man. The day you gave birth to that your child. Child dedication day. Whatsoever anniversary you are marking today, that anniversary will give back to more in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed, lifted, and connected. The God of testimony shall give you wonderful testimony. Amen. Brethren, today, as we go into the word of the Lord, you know, we've just ended a series, submission, that you have to be submissive. After your submission, what do you think comes after? After your submission, hear the word of the Lord from the book of Judges chapter 13 verse 3. Judges chapter 13 verse 3. Say, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Turn around. Supernatural favor. Another favor. You know, I've said it times without number, that favor comes in diverse ways. Look at what happened here. The woman, a lot of things has happened to her. They have named her barren. They call her barren because she have no children. Not a single child. But when the Lord decided to turn the story around, He turned it around. So this series is zero to hero. Zero to hero. The Lord sent an angel. The woman was remembered. The Lord sent an angel to her. And the angel, while approaching her, said unto her directly, you have no children. And you have believed that you can never have any children. But what happened? He said, you will have a son. And the woman conceived, carried the pregnancy successfully, delivered the child. The child was alive and the woman was alive. What is it that you are passing through? That you have zeroed your mind that nothing good can come out of your Nazareth. Stop it. You are not God. Even if people are saying that to you, tell them that they are making mistake. Great and mighty things are happening. And they are happening in your life. Better days ahead in the name of Jesus. You will experience greatness in Jesus' mighty name. When we are talking about zero to hero, brethren, it goes far, far. Judges chapter 13 verse 8, the same book of Judges, that's the same chapter. You know, great things will happen. It happens miraculously. That woman gave birth not just to a child, not ordinary child, the most mightiest man on the earth. Samson was giving birth to So from zero, from obscurity to limelight, I don't know what you have been passing through. But one thing is this, the Lord will give you a new story. Let's look at verse 8 of that book of Judges. Judges chapter 13 verse 8, it says, then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God which thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. He was making inquiries because the angel told them some series of things. They needed explanation. You are giving prophecy, but you don't understand and you don't make inquiries. Manoah, Samson's father, went back to God. He prayed to God because they have told you that you will become rich, you will become this, you have become that. You are holding on to that and you are not doing anything. Since the day they gave you prophecy, you left the church. Your own duty is just to visit the church and ask them, how far? How do I go by it? What do I do? And the moment they tell you, we are off again. Brethren, it's more than that. It's more than that. You have to make inquiries. You have to follow it up. When there is prophecy, you follow it up. You work with it. This man asks. He asks God, Lord, send another angel. Send another prophet. Send somebody that knoweth more than me to come and teach me how the boy will be born and what we need to do. What are you doing with your life? Next verse say, and God hearkened to the voice of Manoah, and the angel of God came again unto the woman as she sat in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. I pray today in the name that is above every other name. When you are moving, when the Lord has prepared to move you from zero to hero, you will have better knowledge on how to handle it in Jesus' mighty name. You have understanding of what to do in the mighty name of Jesus. You are blessed, lifted, and connected. Let me stop here today, and by the special grace of God, I'll be coming your way tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I said you will enjoy the blessing of God. The power and the grace to be submissive, even unto the end, will come upon you. You will not be full of yourself in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed, lifted, and connected in the name of Jesus. Till tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I said, enjoy the blessing of the Lord. Victory is ours. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2140 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.